The Dwelling and Its Furnishings. Chapter 25. Collection of Materials. This is what the Lord then said to Moses. Tell the Israelites to take up a collection for me. From every man you shall accept the contribution that his heart prompts him to give me. These are the contributions you shall accept from them: gold, silver, and bronze, violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, and goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and tehash skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems for mounting on the ephod and the breastpiece. They shall make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in their midst. This dwelling and all its furnishings you shall make exactly according to the pattern that I will now show you. Plan of the Ark. You shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Plate it inside and outside with pure gold, and put a molding of gold around the top of it. Cast 4 gold rings and fasten them on the 4 supports of the ark, 2 rings on one side and 2 on the opposite side. Then make poles of acacia wood and plate them with gold. These poles you are to put through the rings on the sides of the ark for carrying it. They must remain in the rings of the ark and never be withdrawn. In the ark you are to put the commandments which I will give you. You shall then make a propitiatory of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. Make 2 cherubim of beaten gold for the 2 ends of the propitiatory, fastening them so that 1 cherub springs direct from each end. The cherubim shall have their wings spread out above, covering the propitiatory with them. They shall be turned toward each other, but with their faces looking toward the propitiatory. This propitiatory you shall then place on top of the ark. In the ark itself you are to put the commandments which I will give you. There I will meet you, and there, from above the propitiatory, between the 2 cherubim and the ark of the commandments, I will tell you all the commands that I wish you to give the Israelites. The Table. You shall also make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Plate it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold around it. Surround it with a frame, 1 hand breadth high, with a molding of gold around the frame. You shall also make 4 rings of gold for it, and fasten them at the 4 corners, 1 at each leg, on 2 opposite sides of the frame, as holders for the poles to carry the table. These poles for carrying the table you shall make of acacia wood and plate with gold. Of pure gold you shall make its plates and cups, as well as its pitchers and bowls for pouring libations. On the table you shall always keep showbread set before me. The Lampstand. You shall make a lampstand of pure beaten gold, its shaft and branches, with its cups and knobs and petals springing directly from it. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 branches on one side, and 3 on the other. On 1 branch there are to be 3 cups, shaped like almond blossoms, each with its knob and petals. On the opposite branch there are to be 3 cups, shaped like almond blossoms, each with its knob and petals, and so for the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. On the shaft there are to be 4 cups, shaped like almond blossoms, with their knobs and petals, including a knob below each of the 3 pairs of branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and branches shall so spring from it, that the whole will form but a single piece of pure beaten gold. You shall then make 7 lamps for it, and so set up the lamps, that they shed their light on the space in front of the lampstand. These, as well as the trimming shears and trays, must be of pure gold. Use a talent of pure gold for the lampstand and all its appurtenances. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.